Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter, the second parak, with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Now, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches are very similar to Mishnah Vav, which we learned yesterday, except that they're discussing slightly different scenarios. So, yesterday in Mishnah Vav, we were talking about a single sheep that gave birth. Today in Mishnah Zayin, we'll be discussing two sheep that give birth, and neither of them gave birth before. And in Mishnah Ches, we'll be discussing two sheep that gave birth, one of whom gave birth before and one of whom didn't. So the situations are very similar, but that's the detail that changes from Mishnah to Mishnah. So Mishnah Zayin says, Shtei Rachelos Shelo Bikru. Let's say you have two sheep that never gave birth before. Vayaldu Shnei Zacharim, and between the two of them they have two males. Nosein Shnehem LeKohen. They both get given to the Kohen, because they are both obviously a Bechor, firstborn. Zacharu Nakeva, but let's say that one sheep gives birth to a male and one sheep gives birth to a female, and we don't happen to know which is which. Hazachar LeKohen. The male goes to the Kohen, because it's certainly a Bechor, even though we don't know which is the mother. Shnei Zacharim Unakeva. Now let's say between these two sheep they give birth to two males and a female. Echad Lo Vechad LeKohen. In such a case, the owner keeps one of the males and gives the other one to a Kohen, because for sure one sheep is a Bechor, and the other one we don't happen to know. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Borer Lo Es HaYafe, the Kohen gets to pick the one he likes better. Rabbi Kiva Omer, but Rabbi Kiva says, Mishamnim B'nehen, that they evaluate between the two of them, they make a joint decision. V'hasheni Yira Ad Shiyas Toiv, and the second male, the one that the Kohen doesn't take, that one has to be left to graze until it develops a mum, at which point the owner can eat it. V'chayev B'matanos, and that second sheep, the owner would have to give the portions that a Kohen receives to a Kohen when he slaughters it. Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi says, a Kohen doesn't get those portions. Meis Echad Mehen, and if one of those two sheep dies, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloku, they would divide the live sheep. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva says, Hamotzi Mechaveru Alef Haraya, since the Kohen wants to take property from the Yisrael, then the burden of proof is on him to prove that it's a Bechor, so lacking that, he gets nothing. And the final situation is, Shnei Nekevos Uvezachar, if the two sheep who haven't given birth before give birth to two females and a male, O Shnei Zachar Mushtei Nekevos, or two males and two females, Ein Kan LeKohen Klum. The Kohen gets nothing. Because in those scenarios, it's entirely possible that the two females were born first, so if the Kohen wants to take property from this royal, once again, the burden of proof is on him to demonstrate that one of these is a Bechor. Mishnah Ches. Achas Bikra V'Achas Shelo Bikra. Now let's say that one of the sheep has given birth before and one of them hasn't. Vayalda Shnei Zacharim, and then between the two of them they have two males. Echad Lo V'Echad LeKohen. In such a case, the owners would keep one and give one to the Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer HaKohen Borer Lo Es HaYafe, as in the previous Mishnayos, Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen gets to pick the nicer one for himself. Rabbi Kiva Omer, but Rabbi Kiva says, Meshamnim B'nehem, the two partners, the Kohen and the owner, they jointly decide. V'hasheni Yira Ad Shiyas Toiv, and the second sheep, the one not picked by the Kohen, that one has to graze until it develops a mum, at which point it can be eaten by the owners. V'chayev B'matanos, and according to the first opinion, that second sheep, the owner would have to give the portions due to a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Poter, but Rabbi Yossi says no. Shahay Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shechalifav Biad Kohen, Pater Min HaMatanos. So after all these Mishnayos, we're getting the reason why Rabbi Yossi says the owner doesn't have to give the Kohen these portions. He says because whatever has its exchange in the hand of the Kohen is exempt from the portions. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, but Rabbi Meir obligates him to give these portions. Meis Echad Mehen, and if one of these two sheep die, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yechaloku, Rabbi Tarfon says that they divide the cost of the living sheep. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya, that the burden of proof is on the Kohen to demonstrate that this is the Bechor and it belongs to him. Finally, Zachar Unakeva, if between these two sheep they gave birth to a male and a female, Ein Kan LeKohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing, because once again, the one that never gave birth before might have given birth to the female, in which case there's no situation of Bechor. There are no Bartneros on either of these two Mishnayos, so join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Gimel.